Here we go. Broadcasting to the four corners of the conservative universe, it's the Matt Lock Show. He loves all things conservative politics, and if there's a microphone nearby, you can bet he'll be the one beating the left over the head with it. And now, a true original, the common sense conservative, here's your host, Matt Lock.
Oh yeah, that's right, beating the left over the head, daily with the truth. Welcome into the Wrap, the fastest 5 minutes in radio, covering what I cover on the big show. On the Matt Lock Show, you can find Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, where all podcasts can be found. Yesterday, Puddin' Pop took a victory lap. I mean, he's the man. He has solved it all. He is doing a great job. He has overperformed. He couldn't do any better if he tried. Well, at least in his mind, he did the best he could do. I mean, we've got record inflation, supply chain crisis, gasoline at all-time highs, food, energy, everything else. But by gosh, he outperformed even what anybody else could think. And if you didn't watch his little press conference, don't waste your time. The guy is an absolute derelict. I mean, he's senile. He might be an Alzheimer's patient. He doesn't get it. He's being told what to say. He says it and we move on. And here we go. I mean, they're freaking out over in Ukraine right now. We talked about Russia. Nothing's really going to happen. And there is sure. I mean, that's what happened. I just gave you the 30-second overview of what happened in Joe Biden's little press conference, and it wasn't pretty. In today's show, liberal groups pledged to punish Sinema, old Kyrsten Sinema, the Arizona senator, because she will not get rid of the filibuster. How dare? This is the thing that I talk about on the show today. The left tells you and I that we are mind-numb robots, that we follow the teachings of Rush Limbaugh, Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, Matt Lock, Ben Ferguson, whoever it may be, and that we just don't think for ourselves. But when liberals think for themselves, the big knives come out. Liberal activist groups are pledging to cut off money for the re-election bid of Kyrsten Sinema if she does not capitulate on the filibuster. This is what I talked about the other day on the podcast. The left, you know, stand to fight dirty because the left fight dirty. The left fight dirty. They hit where it hurts. They do what has to be done, and they're going after Sinema and Manchin with the money, and I talk about that in the big show. Tune in today, 10 a.m. Eastern. Well, it's actually 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, where all podcasts can be found. Abolish parenthood. California's, they want to get rid of you being parents. You shouldn't have your own child. Your child should be that of the state. You shouldn't be able to raise them in your extravagant lifestyle. It shouldn't be a part. Kids shouldn't be blessed with having parents that are actually somewhat successful. So that's always fun. I talk about that in the podcast. Oil soars to an 8-year high. Pumping gas prices toward recent highs. I was talking about that on the show today. I talk about that on the show today because gas here in Fort Worth is $3 a gallon. When I moved down here in October of 17, it was about $1.65. It has almost doubled in price in over a year. And now we're just all sitting back going, well, man, I guess it's okay that we just pay these higher prices at the pump. It's just the new normal and you got to go to work. And see, that's what happens with everyday Americans. We don't get mad. We don't do anything. We just do. We just do what we have to do to work. And then on top of that, the final segment, the final thing I cover in the show, Senate Democrats predict Merrick Garland will prosecute Trump over January 6th. They don't want Trump anywhere near the office. Tune in to the Matt Lock Show, 11 a.m. Eastern, where all podcasts can be found to hear what I talk about in that and much more. Before today, that's a wrap. Matt Lock, out.